The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. A former Virginia Tech football player is on trial this week for killing a 40-year-old male he met on Tinder who had presented as a woman online. The trial highlights Virginia's new law barring the so-called gay panic defense. Whitney Evans has more.
Issa Memon and Tute pleaded not guilty last week to murder charges in the death of Jerry Paul Smith. The defense is asking the court to disregard a new Virginia law that bars the use of a person's perceived gender or sexual orientation as a criminal defense. They say Tute acted in self-defense. State Delegate Danica Rome, who sponsored the bill, says that argument will probably backfire on the defense.
Aren't you now saying that it was, in fact, the person's gender identity or sexual orientation that drove you to commit second-degree murder in the first place?
Attorneys say Smith also went by the name Angie Renee. Without a firm declaration from the deceased regarding their name or pronouns, VPM News will refer to the victim as Smith. Etute, who was 18 at the time, matched with Smith on Tinder. He was arrested and charged with second-degree murder after fatally beating Smith. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
The Jefferson Madison Regional Library System in Charlottesville might change its name, according to the Daily Progress. The request came from a group of descendants of enslaved laborers. At a meeting earlier this week, they told the Library Board of Trustees they think it's unacceptable that the library system bears the name of slaveholders. Library officials say they will discuss the issue at their next meeting and look into the bylaws to see if there are any restrictions that may hinder a change. More than 2,000 Newport News residents have chimed in on what worries them most about safety in the city. Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO has more details.
Untreated mental health issues topped the list of safety concerns from Newport News residents. Mental health was a worry across the board, but was most often cited by younger people. Experts nationwide have been warning of a growing youth mental health crisis for years. It accelerated dramatically during the pandemic and has strained available resources. Stephen Keener heads the Center for Crime, Equity, and Justice Research and Policy at Christopher Newport University. They're conducting the survey with Newport News.
I know a lot of focus right now is on gun violence, homicides and gangs and fighting. They were within the top tier of concerns cited by respondents, but they were cited less frequently than those mental health concerns, poverty concerns, unsupervised youth concerns.
Keener said that's not surprising because of who was taking the survey. The respondents were 60% white and better educated than average. That population is less likely to be living in areas where gun violence is clustered. Keener says they're planning further analysis to get a better understanding of concerns citywide. Newport News plans to use the information to guide grant funding and intervention strategies.
That was Ryan Murphy reporting. The Washington Commanders now own the right to buy 200 acres of land in Woodbridge, Virginia that could be used for their new stadium. A Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that a stadium complex, as currently designed, would seat 60,000 people and would cost around $3 billion to build. The Washington Commanders have not announced a final decision on where their new home will be. Three other sites are still being considered for the complex, including locations in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. For decades, infrastructure projects in Richmond have prioritized cars over other forms of transportation. City Council approved guidelines earlier this week intended to change that. Connor Scribner has more.
The plan approved by the City Council won't change anything overnight. Instead, it directs the city to prioritize projects that promote biking, walking, and taking the bus as it maps out its transportation network over the next 30 years. Kelly Rowan is with the Office of Equitable Transit and Mobility. She says the guide will help the city answer a number of questions.
What transportation assets do we have? Where are the gaps? What people are we serving? What people aren't we serving?
According to Redfin, a company that analyzes the real estate market, pedestrian-friendly homes in the U.S. are nearly 25% more expensive than car-dependent ones. Experts told VPM News that cities looking to make neighborhoods more walkable, like Richmond, need to invest in affordable housing to ensure residents aren't priced down. Connor Scribner, VPM News.
Walmart shoppers in Richmond will soon have the chance to have their online items delivered by drone in less than 30 minutes. According to the media outlet Axios, the large retail chain is expanding their drone delivery to 6 new markets, including Richmond. At least 100,000 different products, from Tylenol to diapers, will be available for delivery if they don't weigh more than 10 pounds in total. This will be the first large-scale drone delivery operation in the U.S. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.